minutes.
46.
We are now being recorded. So I'll move this birdhouse so it can pick up whoever it needs to pick up. All right, we are on lesson 16 on Joseph's study. We're looking at Genesis 46. Verses 1 through 7, and then we skip down to verses 26 to 34. The review questions, very simple. 50% right, 50% wrong. It's a yes and no question. Let's see how well you do. Okay, Denny, you do not have to answer this because you were not here last week. You're off the hook. Everybody else has been here, so...
Not me.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, you're off the hook then.
But she probably knows the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out. Number one, then, Lynn, is yours. Yes or no? Joseph was not in a hurry to meet the rest of his family.
I would guess he was.
So then your answer is?
Yes.
No.
But it's no.
He was in a hurry.
He was in a hurry, yeah. So the answer is no.
Oh, because he was not in it. All right. I said he was in a hurry.
Yeah, what you said was true. But the answer is the way it is worded there, it's no.
Oh boy. Okay.
Alright, so you get to do number two now because you messed up.
Okay.
Number two, go ahead and read it, Lynn.
Joseph sent carts and donkeys from Egypt to bring the whole clan back. Well, I'm thinking that he did send extra stuff with him. But he didn't?
I know who did.
Go ahead.
The Pharaoh.
Pharaoh sent the carts and the donkeys.
Oh, boy.
Not Joseph.
This is Mr. Trick Question.
Yeah. Boy, I guess.
But the next question was...
Now, Denny, you got to stay with us, sir.
No, that's the answer.
Carts, extra carts were sent.
Oh. Why female donkeys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh,
that well, we talked about that last week. You weren't here, so you missed out.
But he wants to know. Is that coffee pot? Coming.
What do they call a female donkey?
A Jenny.
A Jenny.
It wasn't somebody.
But I don't know. I don't know why.
But the female, I don't know why. Female. They carry more.
I have
that
no idea.
10 of each versus 20 grams.
10 males and 10 female donkeys.
More valuable to propagate.
Well, in verse 23, it says 10 donkeys loaded with the best things and 10 female donkeys.
Oh, my goodness.
With grains.
It's up here. Boy, you'll be.
So that'd be 10
yeah, for years. You drank that.
So that's Pharaoh that did that, Bobby?
Yeah, well, up in 21, it says Joseph did what the Pharaoh commanded.
Okay, so it's a command by Pharaoh to send 20 donkeys, 10 male and 10 female.
Yeah, I messed up.
The reason for that, I have no idea. I don't know. But anybody's got an answer for that? I don't.
Let's see.
They could have more donkeys.
Yeah.
I think the male donkeys needed
maybe
a friend.
Yeah.
They behave better.
Oh, they behave better?
I don't know. I know nothing about animals.
Okay.
Well, if you sent both, okay. You might also have my breeding.
Thank you, Leon. Thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
She's
kind. You're welcome. I have no commentary on that.
It doesn't say anything on it. Yeah, I don't know. Good question, though.
But that was a good idea to have produce more. Or can donkey? Yeah. It's
maybe they'll just... They acted or behaved better with a Jenny.
I was going to say maybe the female donkeys behaved better.
Yeah, the female.
They wouldn't fight.
The female donkeys needed the male donkeys to make them act better. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I know is that when my mare was bred, she was much easier to handle.
Really?
When she was in foal, she was mellow. Yeah. When she was not in foal, she was a terror.
Wow.
Notice these are not mules.
Okay, let's go on to number three. Yes or no? So far, the answers have been...
No.
No. Ends. Okay.
Because they're...
Take the third one, Nancy.
Joseph revealed who he was to his brothers with a huge feast and celebration. Well, since I didn't look this up...
Oh, you were here last week.
Yes, I was. Yes.
So your answer is?
I say yes.
It's no.
It's not.
He did not
have a celebration with them. Remember, he called them together and they just cried. They had a crying party.
Oh, he sent everybody out of the room.
Yeah, he sent all of his other servants out of the room. He was just with his brothers.
They might have got that one right.
And they just cried. They just wept. And they just kind of talked.
So they weren't. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who do you want to go next, Nancy, being you got it wrong?
Well, I say Norma.
Oh. Number four, Norma.
Joseph gave each of his brothers a new set of Egyptian clothes. I say yes.
Mm-hmm. Except for Benjamin.
Benjamin got five sets.
Well, he
didn't ask how many.
So, the answers so far are?
No.
All no's, okay? Last question, Norma, who do you want to pick?
No.
No?
We all say all no, but it's probably yes. Let's see, Joseph?
Bruce.
I know what that answer is.
To fight over what Benjamin got when they went back to Canaan.
He did tell them that.
Well, not about that.
He told them not to fight.
Because I thought I knew, but I'm not so sure.
Well, he told them not to quarrel. Yeah. Did he tell them what not to quarrel about? Yeah.
No, he just said don't.
Anybody have a wet noodle? We're going to.
So again, the answer is
for it.
No.
Is he
or a Nerf ball?
Yeah, a Nerf ball.
So I just had to go, you know.
Oh, boy.
Those are trick questions.
Just want to see how well you knew the story.
Well, we knew it.
Superficially, I guess.
So now you're going to always remember, that's not right.
Be technical. Well, you know, I guess it's fair enough.
Let's go on to our chapter 46. And let's read the verses there first. So we got 1 through 7, and then down to 26 through 34 today. That's our study. So, who wants to start? You can read as much as you want, or just read one verse, or you can pass. Either way, it doesn't really matter. And I think I started over here last week. So, I mean, Dale, we start over here this week. 46, verse 1.
So Israel set out with all that was his. And when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, Jacob, Jacob. Here I am, he replied. I am God, the God of your father, he said. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again. And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes.
Verse 5.
How far do we go?
To 7.
Then Jacob set out from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, and their wives in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their livestock and the goods that they had acquired in the land of Canaan. And they came into Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, all his offspring he brought with him into Egypt.
Okay, now we go to 26 through 34.
All those who went to Egypt with Jacob, those who were his direct descendants, not counting his sons, wives, numbered 66 persons. There's the first answer.
Sons? Okay, we'll just write that.
Didn't count the wives, though.
With the two sons who had been born to Joseph in Egypt, the members of Jacob's family, which went to Egypt, were 70 in all. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Tricky. Now Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to get directions to Goshen. When they arrived in the region of Goshen, Joseph had his chariot made ready and went to Goshen to meet his father Israel. As soon as Joseph appeared before him, he threw his arms around his father and wept for a long time.
Okay, the 34. And Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, 'My brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me.'"
32.
The men are shepherds. They tend their livestock, and they have brought along their flocks and their herds and everything they own. When the Pharaoh calls you in and asks, "What is your occupation?" you should answer, "Your servants have tended livestock from our boyhood on, just as our fathers did." And then you will be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen. For all the shepherds are detestable to the Egyptians.
Okay. All right. Let us look at question number one, which you have the answer for, but I got a follow-up question with this one. How many family members are in this caravan?
66.
Okay, 66. What does the number 66 bring to your mind when you think about the Bible?
The number...
66.
There you go.
Six.
The number of books in the Bible are 66.
I always think of 666.
And if you look at Revelation, it's 666. The triple six, which is the number for man, or the number of the Antichrist that will be put on every either forehead or forearm. Okay, number two, who will lead Israel back to Canaan? Who will eventually lead Israel back to Canaan?
Moses.
Did he say God? Because he is in a
prison. Now, Moses did not himself go into Canaan.
Judah. It says Israel sent Judah ahead to Joseph.
Well, this doesn't even go along with the... My question doesn't go along with what you read.
Oh, great. Who will lead Israel back?
So who was it? Who was the leader who took Israel? Now we're talking about the 12 tribes. Who took them back into the land of the promised land of Canaan? It was not Moses, because Moses could not do
that.
Joshua. So Joshua, who was kind of like the mentor, Joshua was mentored by Moses. And it was Joshua that became the next leader after Moses.
Right.
Aaron died on top of another mountain. That's Moses' brother.
He didn't get to go into.
And then Moses died on Mount Nebo. That's in modern day Jordan. And he got to see the people cross the Jordan River from on top of Mount Nebo. That's where he died.
So Aaron was part of the generation that was not allowed to.
Well, he was close to age with Moses, but he died on the top of a different mountain.
But it wasn't because God was not going to allow Aaron in, or
I'm not real sure about
right.
Aaron. I mean, Aaron
was Joshua.
Well, see, Aaron. Now remember, Aaron made the golden calf.
Ooh, that's right.
You know,
he went down.
So I mean, and Aaron, I think, was there when Moses struck the rock, and that's the reason why Moses was not allowed to go to the promised land. God told him to speak to the rock for water to come out, and he ended up striking the rock twice. Of course, you can't blame the guy, because he was frustrated by the people who demanded they were thirsty. And so he just was, I'm sure it was other things too. So he struck the rock. We find out in the New Testament that when he struck the rock, he struck who? In the New Testament, it tells us that he struck Christ.
The rock.
So you kind of go like, oh, that's why it was kind of a big deal. It makes the it associates itself with Christ.
Because the rock was the provider of life water for them?
Well, he just didn't.
What's the symbolism
just,
of the
he
rock?
He just did not obey what so God had asked him to do.
So that was the same as.
Yeah. So the rock, I mean, Jesus refers to himself, and he is the rock of our salvation.
The foundation.
And he's the foundation, you know, there's a lot of names he's given, but rock is one of them. So.
Well, Joshua was not a relative, or he was.
He was Jewish.
Just Jewish. He wasn't like a son of Aaron.
No.
Or,
no. I mean, I don't.
No.
Okay. I don't know what family he comes from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a passed down lineage thing.
No.
Okay. I would have said the answer is God. Because God told him that I'll bring you back.
Well, okay, I'll let you have God if you want to. That's a good
answer. The answer is always God or Jesus. Joy kids.
That's how the kids learn it.
They know that's got to be right.
So number three. For all these years, Jacob thought that Joseph was dead. Who was Jacob's father?
Jacob's.
Who was Jacob's father?
Abraham.
Isaac. It goes Abraham, Isaac.
Okay, in the Quran. Now, when we talk about the Quran, what are we talking about?
The Muslim Bible.
Okay. Yeah.
Islam, whatever.
It would go. That's what Muhammad would be associated with, the Quran in all Islam. Okay, in the Quran. I don't expect you to know this. In the Quran, it teaches that blank is God's chosen one.
Abraham?
Ishmael.
Oh, Ishmael, yeah. Oh, sure.
Okay, now who is Ishmael's?
The cockiest.
The illegitimate son.
Of whom? Who was
Abraham.
Okay, well, who is the mother of Ishmael?
Hagar.
Correct. Now, let's go to number four. Okay. Hagar was the maidservant of Sarah. Now, Sarah is Abraham's wife. And Hagar is, and get this.
Anne.
Hagar is an Egyptian.
Oh.
I never thought of that.
I had never thought of that either.
So Ishmael.
So number five, who was the husband of Sarah? We go back.
Abraham.
Abraham. We go way back to Abraham, the beginning of the Jewish fathers. And God promised that Sarah would have a son, and she did at the age of blank.
90-something.
Yeah,
90. Just 90. Now, God had promised Abraham when Abraham was 75 that this was going to take place. It didn't happen until Abraham. If she was 90, how old then was Abraham when she gave birth?
100.
He was 100. And so the whole thing there is like it would be utterly impossible for her to have a child or for him. And it goes to show God's promise that God, if he said that he would be a father of many nations, he meant it. And I'm sure Abraham goes like, there's no way this is going to happen. I'll never see my own kid. And that's kind of where Hagar comes in. Sarah encouraged Abraham to have relations with Hagar so that he would have a child. Because she knew she was way beyond years of it ever happening. And yet, at 90, she conceives, or she gives birth to a son, and his name is?
Isaac.
Isaac, yeah. And Isaac means? Laughter. Remember when she was told, she laughed, and she denied it? And the angel goes like, you laughed. She goes, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. You laughed. Named him Isaac. And in the Quran, the one that is followed in the Quran with Islam, they say that Allah chose Ishmael as the son of God and not Isaac. And that's where you find one of the big differences between what the Bible teaches and what the Quran teaches. And so if people say it's still the same God that the Quran talks about as you have in the Bible, this is one place where you go like, absolutely not. It's different. The other places in the New Testament, the Quran never ever acknowledges Jesus dying on the cross. And in the New Testament, in the Bible, it says, yes, he did. Because there's just no way he could have faked it, or they would have took him down before he was dead, because we know there's a couple of things that are said. We know that Jesus died on the cross, and the big one was the centurion, who said, he said, well, pierce his side, but they did not do what to Jesus?
Break
his legs. So, I mean, and if anyone knew who was dead, the centurion would have known for sure. And so his legs were not broken because he's already dead. Remember, it was Pilate, and he was told that Jesus is dead. It was Pilate who said, like, he sure died fast.
Yeah. Well, so are they contending that he was crucified, but not, he did not die?
Correct.
They're not. Condemned that he was crucified. And they're just saying he did not.
And therefore, they would also say he did not have a resurrection. Because you cannot have a resurrection because you'd have to say you had to die first and have a resurrection. But they would say that somebody took him down while he was still alive and nursed him back to health. But we find 3 days later, Jesus shows himself to his disciples.
He wasn't nursed back to health.
Yeah, I mean, to nurse him back to health would take months in the condition that he was in. And so it's a real discrepancy between the two. That when anybody says, what's the difference? It's Allah versus God in the Bible. It's the same thing. I just want you to see, it's not the same person. It's not the same God. But they're... The push today is for you to believe that. And I'm just saying, don't believe that. And I heard this from a Jewish person named, I can't remember what his name was, but he came from Colorado. We flew him up to Dickinson, North Dakota. And he was very intense in pointing out the differences between Christianity and Islam. And we were meeting in the Episcopal Church at that time. And a couple of weeks before, there's the reason why I said, we got to do something about this. The Episcopal pastor there brought in somebody who was a Muslim and was trying to tell them that they believe in the same God. Mm-hmm. And so we brought this guy in, who just said the complete different, opposite. And the Episcopal pastor sat in the way back of the church, and he could not, he got up and he left. And the next day he came into my office, and he said, I'm not really happy with this, what you got going on here in our church. I go, what? He said, this guy that's coming to talk about the differences between Islam and Christianity, he goes, he should not be here. And I'm going like, why not? I said, he's telling us the way it really is. And I said, what you heard from your speaker is just the opposite. But I go, but that's who you choose to follow. But I go, I don't believe. I believe what this guy has said. He used scripture and everything he said that you could follow him along and go like, wow, never heard that before. So I guess go like, I mean, the other thing is he then also brought in a Buddhist monk You okay, Denny?
Still breathing?
Heimlich?
Do you need help?
Are you breathing?
Does he need help?
Okay.
All right, that's bad.
Wrong tube.
So I mean, I'm just pointing out that, hey, there are things that are going on that have been going on for a long time that are coming in to teach things that are not along with the Bible, but people are being told that what you're hearing goes along with the Bible. And I just kind of go like, I can't believe this. So I...
How long ago was that?
Oh, that was probably 20 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because you hear that just... I mean, that's just common now. Everybody believes they're all praying to the
Well, everybody
same
goes.
God.
Everybody goes to the same place, regardless.
Yeah.
What you,
I mean, it's yeah. really gotten.
And I just go like, this can't do. Jesus said, "I am the way," not a way, but the way. You know, there's when you look, you talk about a door. In this church, it has a lot of doors. You go like, which door? And you can say, well, that door. But when it comes to Jesus, he says, I am the door. When you say the door, there is no other door. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. And so I just go like, well, I believe that. Because that's what the Bible says. So. All right, let's go on here. We're not done yet.
May I interrupt?
You may.
Muslims, don't they call Allah the moon god?
I don't know. He's referred a lot to Allah. But, you know, you look at where Abraham came from. Abraham, before he left his country, who did he worship? Abraham. I mean, he came from like modern-day Iraq area, you know, the Euphrates area. But they worshipped the moon god. And then it was God who said to Abram, it was Abram at that time, go, I'll show you where you're going to go. And I mean, Abram went, but he, if you read his story, he stopped short of listening to God, and he stopped somewhere else before he eventually gets to Canaan, where God told him to go to begin with. So, I mean, he was a Chaldean. The Chaldeans from that area worshipped the moon god. So it stands to reason, because today you look at in that area, what is the religion that you find there? It's all Islam in that area. So, and, you know, every place, and being in, going to Israel twice, and listening to my tour guide at that time, who was a Jew from Beersheba, his name was Danny, I don't know his last name, but it was Danny. I loved the guy. He was either in his 60s or 70s. And he would just say, you know, if it would not have been for the Crusades or for the Catholic Church to buy these properties, there would be no record of any Christian faith in Israel, because when the Muslims overthrew and conquered Jerusalem, they dismantled everything to wipe out any kind of remembrance of Christianity. And even if you look at, I think your son has, and you've been, you and Elmer were there at the, in Turkey, what's the name of that place?
Sophia?
Yeah, Sophia. They went over a lot of the Christian symbols.
Oh, yeah, all the churches in Istanbul, they had plaster over the mosaics.
Yeah. And then they add the towers that they call worship.
You can't go to the Sophia anymore now.
You can't.
No, Tim says they don't let anybody in there anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
It's just Christians. Like on the, it's on the Temple Mount, you know, even the...
Yeah. It's huge.
The golden dome there. I mean, only Muslims can go inside. You can't have anybody else in there.
But we did. We couldn't go
certain place, yeah, and we could go, yeah, around it, yeah, where the women got to go. Yeah.
So it's been interesting. I mean, watching the Smithsonian Channel too, and sometimes they highlight these places. Like, you know, that's really interesting. That's one place I'd like to go, is where you've been there in Turkey.
Yeah.
It was Constantinople.
Yeah.
And now today it's called what?
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Yeah. Converted over to Islam. All right. Well, we're getting sidetracked here. Let's chase the rabbit one more time.
Okay. Six.
We're on six. Jacob pulled a fast one on his brother. Who was his brother?
Esau.
Remember Esau? Esau was the outdoorsy guy, and Jacob was the mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
They were twins, aren't they? Or are they just brothers?
No, twins.
They're twins. They're twins. Yep. Okay, do you think Jacob ever had a guilty conscience of what he did to his brother?
Oh, yeah. Jacob?
Yeah, remember Jacob? Remember what happened there?
Well, he felt like he knew that, and then when he was going to meet up with him, he was also frightened of his brother, that his brother would be angry with him.
You know, that comes later on.
That's not now.
But his mother was a part of that. Rebecca, mm-hmm, kind of was behind
instigated
the scenes.
It.
Because Isaac lost his eyesight.
He wanted to have the best blessing.
And so so she knew that Isaac would want to touch Jacob's arm, and so what did she do?
Put
a skin on there.
Like a goat.
Bird.
So then, deception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isaac thought that he was speaking to Esau because he felt
Esau
his arm.
Esau must have been very hairy.
But then he said, now come closer to me, because he wanted to smell him. And as he came close, Isaac smelt, and he goes, well, it smells like.
Smells like
a goat. So if it feels like, smells like a goat, it's got to be Esau. And so he gave him the birthright. He gave him the blessing. And then later on, you find Esau comes back, making the porridge that he made that his dad loved. And Esau does not know that this is going on. He says, okay, Dad, I'm ready for your blessing. And he said, I gave it to you already. And he's going like, what do you mean? Well, you were here already once today, and I gave it to you. And then he finds out that what his brother had done. And then later on in life, I mean, Esau takes off, but we know that he gets reunited. It is Jacob who is very fearful of what Esau is going to do to him once they meet. And so he sends out different people to meet Esau, and he makes sure they give him gifts and things like that. So by the time they meet, he hopes that they'll still be able to be forgiven or be kind or something. But all the time, you know, Esau comes back. He was already ready to forgive his brother. So anyway, do you think he had a guilty conscience?
I don't know.
You know, it says circle or underline one. It's got yes or no. Here you find, I put yes on that one. It took a long time. It took a long time for him to come to that. But I don't know how he could have done that and not have felt
like that was so wrong.
I mean, it was so deceptive what went on there, type of thing. So
wasn't there the story though? Esau was starving to death, and Jacob had food, and Jacob said, "I'll feed you if you give me your birthright."
Yeah.
So technically,
well,
he did.
Well, yeah. I mean, Esau did not put a high regard on his birthright.
Yeah, I was trying to look that up because I thought he agreed to it.
Yeah, he agreed to it.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
No, well, it wasn't right on Esau's part to just say, like, okay, I'm so hungry, I'll give you my birthright.
Yeah. I mean, he should not have
done that.
Yeah. He said, take it.
But
yeah.
Yet, you know, did God know that that was going to happen? Of course, he did. All right, so we go on to number seven. There is a saying, The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. How does this relate to Jacob's family? His sons blank him.
Deceived him.
Yeah, his sons deceived him. Oh. Deceived him with who? With Joseph.
Yeah.
So you kind of see there's generational sin.
Yeah.
That continues on. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, there she is.